Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a warehouse code style filtered breakdown blueprint in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the advanced way, using groove pool tricks to make the section feel alive, controlled, and heavy with tension. Now, when people say breakdown, they sometimes mean the quiet bit, but in darker drum and bass, that is way too simple. A good breakdown is not empty. It is pressure. It is a tension device. It gives the listener space, yes, but it also keeps the system moving underneath that space, so the drop feels even more violent when it lands. So the goal here is not to strip everything away. The goal is to reduce density while preserving momentum. We are aiming for a 16-bar breakdown that could sit between a heavy drop and the next build. Think industrial, cold, functional, warehouse weight, filtered breakbeats, tiny bass shadows, restrained atmosphere, and groove movement that feels physical rather than melodic. First, before you touch sound design, map the energy curve. Set your project around 172 to 174 BPM if you want that classic dark DNB feel. Then place locators so you know exactly what each phrase is doing. For example, bar 1 is the dropout, bar 5 is the first tension shift, bar 9 brings the groove back in, bar 13 starts the pre-drop pull, and bar 16 is the impact point. That simple arrangement thinking matters a lot, because in drum and bass the listener is not just hearing what is playing. They are feeling how fast the track seems to be running. A breakdown can be sparse and still feel urgent if the energy curve is planned correctly. Now let's build the foundation with groove first. Start with a breakbeat layer. Something like an amen, a think break, a hot pants type break, or your own chopped break source. Load it into simpler in slice mode, or chop it into a drum rack if you want more direct control. If you already have a loop, you can also use warp markers and manual slicing for the transients you care about most. Here's the key trick. Don't just quantize everything to the grid and call it done. Open up Ableton's groove pool and choose a groove with some swing or break feel. Apply it to the break clip at around 80 to 100% timing and use a little random, maybe 10 to 30% if needed. If the chopped hits feel too robotic, use velocity shaping too. That can make the break feel like it was played by a nervous machine, which is exactly what we want for warehouse code style section. Keep the slices tight. If you're using simpler, transient detection is a good starting point, but manually tighten the slices if the groove gets messy. Short decay times, around 120 to 250 milliseconds, can keep the texture rolling without smearing the rhythm. Then put drum bus on the break group. Use drive lightly, maybe 5 to 15%. Keep crunch low unless you want obvious dirt. Add a bit of transient if you want the break to punch through the filter. And usually, leave boom off or very subtle here, because in a breakdown blueprint the low end needs to stay disciplined. Now we shape the shadow version of the break. Add auto filter to the break group and choose a low pass or band pass shape depending on how claustrophobic you want the section to feel. Start the cutoff fairly low, maybe somewhere around 180 to 500 Hz, so the breakdown starts muted and distant. Keep resonance moderate. You want tone, not whistle. Then go into EQ8 and clean up the space. High pass any atmosphere layers. Cut low mid buildup around 250 to 450 Hz if things get boxy, and if the filtered break disappears too much, give a gentle broad boost around 2 to 5 kHz to bring back some presence. This part is really important. Automate the filter in small phrases, not giant dramatic sweeps. A massive sweep can sound too obvious and too EDM. What we want instead is a controlled inhale. A little more opening on bar 5, a little more on bar 9. Hold it back before the drop. Make the room feel like it is breathing in. Now let's bring the bass into the breakdown, but only as a shadow. A lot of producers either leave the bass completely out or bring back too much of it. The smarter move is to use tiny fragments of the bass as a memory of the drop. Think one or two note phrases, not a full line. Use operator for a clean sub layer if you need it, or a wavitable for a restype layer. Route them into a bass group. Then use utility and keep the sub mono. Width at zero on the low layer. That is non-negotiable if you want a solid club translation. On the higher bass layer, you can widen a little, but keep the low end centered. Apply the same groove feel as the break, but less strongly. So if the break is at full or near full groove timing, maybe the bass is only at 50 to 80%. That difference matters. It creates a push-pull relationship, where the drums feel human and the bass feels like a dangerous object sliding against them. Shape the bass with saturator if needed, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive, and use auto filter to let the bass open only in phrases. Short note lengths are usually better than long ones here. In a breakdown, The bass should feel like a whisper, not a statement. Now we build the call and response. This is where the breakdown stops being a loop and starts becoming a conversation. Use one layer to call and another to answer. For example, a filtered break hit or snare fill can act as the call. Then a sub or restab answers. Then an atmosphere swell or industrial texture can call again. Then a reverse tail or impact accent answers. You can build this with a field recording, metallic ambience, or some noise texture on its own track. Process it with reverb and echo. Keep the delay synced, maybe 1/8 dotted or 1/4, with feedback around 10-25%. Use a reverb with a decay somewhere around 1.5 to 4 seconds, but high pass the return so the low end stays clean. If the texture feels too static, add subtle auto pan, very subtle. The goal is movement, not wobble. A good breakdown could look like this. Bars 1 to 4, just break ghosts and filtered noise. Bars 5 to 8, snare pickup and a bass stab. Bars 9 to 12, stronger response, a bit more harmonic content. Bars 13 to 16, tension locks in, the space gets tighter, and the pre-drop fill starts to dominate. That call and response writing is one of the reasons this style works so well. The groove is not only in the drum pattern. It is in the interaction between all the parts. Now for the advanced part. Use Groove Pool as an arrangement tool, not just a feel preset. Do not put one groove on everything and expect the section to sound sophisticated. Use groove hierarchy. For example, give the break slices full groove timing, maybe 100%, with a bit of random. Let snare fill sit slightly looser or tighter depending on the phrase. Keep bass stabs in a different groove intensity, maybe 50-70%. And let atmospheres either float without groove or have just a tiny amount if you want them to move. This creates that assembled machinery feeling. It sounds intentional because different elements are being pulled in different ways. Here's a teacher note that matters a lot. If the section feels sluggish, do not immediately add more layers. First, try tightening release times. Shorten clip lengths. Nudge one element slightly behind the grid. Sometimes one tiny tining move is better than adding a whole new percussion loop. Also, if the atmospheres are muted and the groove disappears completely, that is a warning sign. The breakdown is relying too much on decoration instead of real rhythmic structure. The core groove should still feel strong on its own. Now let's handle the low end like a mastering-minded producer. Even though this is a breakdown, it still needs headroom and club translation. Don't let the absence of the drop trick you into overfilling the mix. Keep about 6-8 dB of headroom on the pre-master if possible. Make sure the subgroup stays mono with utility. Check the whole section in mono regularly, and use EQ8 to remove unnecessary low rumble from non-bass tracks. If you want some glue on the drum boss, use it gently. 1-2 dB of gain reduction max. Slow attack to preserve the transience. Keep the release musical. You are not trying to flatten the breakdown. You are trying to keep it tight without killing the pulse. Now for the final four bars, the pre-drop reveal. This should feel like a machine powering up, not a festival riser, not a cheesy big room lift. Something darker, more physical. Automate the auto filter cutoff so it opens gradually. Increase reverb send a little, then cut it before the drop. Raise delay feedback on the last snare or fill hit. Bring up drum bus transient slightly as the drop approaches, and let the bass filter open only on the final phrase. A strong move is to keep bars 13 and 14 fairly restrained, then make bar 15 feel like a real lift, and on bar 16, either go near full open or create a tiny silence pocket right before the impact. Even a short eighth note or quarter note gap can make the drop hit way harder if the preceding groove is tight. That's the secret here. The reveal should feel like warehouse doors opening, not like a fireworks show. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the breakdown too empty. Keep a ghost break, a texture pulse, or a bass shadow alive. Don't use the same groove amount on every track. Drums, bass, and atmospheres should each behave differently. Don't open the filter too early. Save the full reveal for the end. Keep the sub mono and clean. Don't drown the break in reverb. And don't overcompress just because the section feels sparse. If you want to push it further, here are some great variations. Try a two-stage groove swap. Use one groove for the first half, then a slightly different one for the second half, so it feels like the system is arming itself. You can also alternate break character by phrase. For example, version 1 can be filtered and sparse, version 2 can be more transient rich, and version 3 can be a short turnaround. Trigger them in blocks of 2 or 4 bars. You can also do groove inversion on selected accents. Let the main hit swing one way, but place ghost hits a bit later or more relaxed. that creates a subtle industrial instability that feels alive. Another great trick is stepped automation. Instead of a smooth cutoff sweep, automate cutoff in little jumps every bar or every two bars. That feels more mechanical, more deliberate, and more warehouse code in spirit. If you want a quick sound design upgrade, layer a low-level mechanical airbed. That could be room tone, HAC noise, vinyl noise, or white noise through a bandpass. Highpass it, compress it a little, and automate it around phrase changes. It adds nervous tension without sounding like a pad. You can also duplicate a snare or break hit. Process the duplicate with short decay, subtle saturation, and highpass EQ, then blend it quietly underneath. The transient ghosting helps filtered sections stay readable. And if the breakdown feels too clean, add a very subtle parallel drum bus with stronger drive and blend it in low. That can bring back the grit without making the main sound too aggressive. Here's a quick practice challenge for you.